What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchups episode. In this one, we look at the defense. Joining me, as always, is co-host Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back on for the Ravens defensive podcast after a dominant win versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. Moving on to the second round against the Buffalo Bills.
How cool was that game against the Steelers? Everything went the Ravens' way. They dominated exactly as they saw fit. From the beginning. And I know the Steelers are definitely coming out with lots of after the fact excuses for this. Patrick Queen in particular, his people coming out and talking about how he had the flu and maybe Cam Hayward did too. But he made sure his people put out the point that his very lackadaisical play, which was obvious on film, there was a reason for it.
That's funny. He looked like normal Patrick Queen to me out there, clueless, looking around, making emotes at other players.
All right. Let's start off this one. Looking forward to the Bills game. It's going to be a very cold game in Orchard Park. I think that'll dominate a number of the things we talk about on both the offense and defense show. But I think it magnifies the importance of the Bills' interior defensive line versus, sorry, the Ravens' interior defensive line versus the Bills' interior offensive line. The Bills this last week versus Denver at home used 17 OL6 formations in a game there where they were really trying to control the ball. The Denver didn't have a lot of offensive plays. In fact, they had fewer than the Steelers did against the Ravens, which is incredible. The Steelers were held to 45 plays. I think it might have been 42 for the Bills. I think if they go to their OL6 game, they're actually doing the Ravens a favor, and I'll tell you why. The Ravens just have a lot more depth on the interior defensive line, a lot more tolerance for higher snap counts. And by putting an extra IDL on the field, the Ravens have two ways they can adjust defensively. I think they could use either. Number one would be to do something the Ravens teams have done in the past a fair amount under Martindale, which is go to a jumbo nickel alignment. So take the weak side linebacker off the field, maintain five defensive backs. So you keep Marlon Humphrey in there, a physical player. You keep, obviously, Hamilton in there as a run-fit player more in that alignment. And you get an opportunity to play still very good run defense there while still presenting the most credible pass defense. And I think, actually, you take a weak side linebacker off the field, you're probably taking the Ravens' weakest defender off anyway, whether that's Board or Harrison.
Yep.
It is their weakest spot. But regardless of how the Bills use scheme, this IDL versus IOL is critical for stopping their run game and eventually, ultimately, winning snap count, which I think will be a huge factor in this game.
Yep, and I think taking it a step further, if the Ravens are able to stop the Bills' run game, I think the interior defensive line becomes even more impressive or important because we need that interior pressure for Josh Allen. When you get him off his spot, he's not the same quarterback. I'm expecting a quiet game from the outside guys, more so contained, waiting for Josh Allen to creep out and not crashing to the end like we usually see. But I like your point a lot. I think when they do go heavy with that six offensive linemen, they're, like you said, they're playing into our hands. We're ready for that kind of stuff. We're very disciplined. They're going to try the little pop pass with him a couple times, but I think we'll be ready. Do you think we could see an extra D lineman be elevated this game?
No.
No.
I think that'd be very unlikely. Now, it'd be an interesting move. It'd really be a prophylactic for a snap count. It'd be a great move. I'd love to see six active. They've never done it this year, but I think it'll be five. And the five they have are high snap count guys. I mean, all of them have played.
No, they can go to distance.
I want to say that they've played 40% at some point during their career, but Broderick Washington may not quite have reached it. He may have been topped out at 39 or 43 a couple of years ago. But the Ravens, you know, they rotate very heavily, and they want to have Jones and Madubuike on a lot. But this is a game actually where I think they could have Jones and Pierce on together if they play the OL6 game.
That'd be nice. I think if we're not able to get pressure with four, moving into my second point, I have the Ravens blitz scheme versus the Buffalo Bills. Orr likes to ramp it up on third down. It's understandable why, but the defense seems to be out of place a lot on third down. And one that I can point to was the third down conversion coming out of the goal line for Pittsburgh last week, where Wilson threw it to Calvin Austin over the middle. The Ravens came on a blitz there. They showed too early and they got stopped and they threw the ball over the middle in the void right in front of Ardarius Washington. I think we can't let those kind of things happen in this kind of game. If we're going to blitz, we have to make sure, one, we get there, and two, the back-end coverage has to be on point, because if we hold the ball, if we make Allen hold the ball at least a half a second or 1 second, we can get the rush there. But if we show the blitz early like we did last week and the Bills are able to pick it up, Allen is a smart quarterback who can find the hole very quick in those kind of blitzes. So I want to see timing be way better than it was last week, and also getting to the quarterback as emphasis as well.
Completely agree with you, by the way, on Allen being a good hot read quarterback, and that's really kind of what happened on the play. The play you're describing, the 25-yard play to Austin, was a 4-3 that was picked up for ample time and space. That's always trouble because I'm sorry, 4-3. Let me explain. Four men rushing. So not a blitz in the way most people call it, but they simulated pressure. They had three other guys who dropped from the line of scrimmage. Of course, those players are very disadvantaged in terms of how they can help you in the coverage scheme. And we've seen that a lot this year when the Ravens have tried to do that. And then when that pass rush gets picked up as well as it did, and it was an ample time and space opportunity, then that creates a good opportunities to go wherever you want on the field, because you got three underneath defenders who are scrambling to get back into position and not dragging a lane in the way you'd like them to. The throw, I didn't have any problem at all with the throw to Austin in that case. It was a bodacious hit Washington. Yeah, that 8 times out of 10, that ball is coming out.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a bummer that happened. I look back at the first game against the Bills in terms of numbers. They did use 8 out of 34 blitzes. Now, this last week, they just used 2 out of 31. It was 2 times they rushed 5+ in the entire game. So you can see Dean P's fingerprints all over
DNA
this
all over.
At this point. Yeah. they did a little bit of scheme, and what they did in terms of deception, I should say, wasn't very effective.
Yeah.
So the only effective they had, the two plays where they rushed 5+, they got a sack -4 and an incomplete pass. So that's been the case with some of the deceptive elements, is when they've done it only a little bit, it's been quite successful when they do it. But then you do more of it, and all of a sudden the other team, you know, kind of figures it out, and they're more effective at stopping it.
And I think it's weird, because when this Orr defense plays straight up with no blitz, they play well. They play very sound. But as soon as you start throwing different kind of sim pressures or blitzes, they end up to fall apart. So I don't know if that's something we should keep in mind and maybe not pick too much variance, because variance doesn't seem to work for this defense, if that makes sense.
I'm not sure I completely agree with that. Variance for defense is generally value for defense. Mm-hmm. But now in weather like this, it may be a case that, the game could be decided by super high variance plays. If you get somebody free behind the defense, that could be a real problem.
Right.
It's just, I think it's less likely to happen in wind. I think that this is a game where things like penalties will have a magnified value.
Exactly.
I'll get into that in one of my other points, but the Ravens had a troublesome game this last week against the Steelers in terms of having their defense give up more than their pass rush opportunity set would mm-hmm. have dictated. So they're a plus 52 for Wilson was a plus 52 against the Ravens secondary in this game over his opportunity set. This is the wrong time for this to come up because it hasn't been the case since week 10. Last time was Burrow in the second Burrow game was the last quarterback to have a positive in terms of that statistic. So anyway, I'm hopeful. I think they need to use a little more blitz scheme with Allen. They need to disguise it well. You mentioned mm-hmm. that in terms of showing it early. If you blitz off the slot, just blitz off the slot at the last moment. It's yep. okay that you're a moment late. In fact, that gives your opponent a chance to make the wrong choice against the lineman opposite him ahead of you. But
and Humphrey's mastered that this year.
Yeah, he's much better. He's much better. He used to be kind of a creeper.
Yep. Yeah.
All right, let's move on a little bit. The next one for me is Ravens inside linebackers versus Josh Allen. This is one of the central matchups in the game. The Ravens love to show that double A gap look where they drop out of it, or sometimes they come in sim pressure. I don't think that's going to be as useful against an offensive line that is fairly effective.
Yep.
You know, they've got a middle. Connor McGovern is playing pretty well right now. He's one of the people that Drew Geyer on the Know Your Foe podcast really pointed out is playing.
Wow, what's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Playing good ball. Osiris Torrance is a rookie, but he's been playing reasonably well. They've got an interior line that's good. They've got two tackles who are very good in Brown and Dawkins. So it's, you know, in some case, containment is just fine. What I want to see is the inside linebackers triggering, spying effectively, and then triggering downhill as soon as Allen leaves the pocket. So one of the big things they need to do is Allen leaves the pocket right or left. Do not make it easy for him to extend the play. Stretch him to the sideline. They did a great job of that in week 4, even though he did complete his 52-yard pass was on just such a play where he was stretched to the sideline, run out of bounds, and somehow before his leg touches down, he whips off a 52-yard throw to Shakir. That's basically a lot of befuddling Allen is making sure he's under pressure as he leaves the pocket. Find ways to defeat bunch formation with physicality. Very mm-hmm. big deal. The inside linebackers, they're the key to that. Edge rusher can help you occasionally with that in terms of dropping out to a fairly close bunch formation, delivering a hit before he rushes. But really, you need the inside linebackers to be jamming somebody. Give them the Ray Lewis on Chad Johnson treatment of leaving a bunch formation there or crossing in front of those linebackers. I think they need to make the windows tight for Allen, which probably means you need less simulated pressure, but they need to be able to drop deep enough to do that and use horizontal movement as well. So dropping deep enough, that's fairly self-explanatory. The deeper you drop as an inside linebacker, the more you make the up and down throw difficult over you. So that's I think people are fairly familiar with that. But also just the side-to-side horizontal movement is where interceptions happen because windows close. So even if you don't know exactly what's going on behind you, but it does help if you do, moving horizontally with the quarterback's eyes usually is a way to close a window from the front side. Now, I always talk about this, the trailing defender in terms of relative speed to the receiver, there's never a significant difference in that speed. There's not, you know, it's the window is closing very, very slowly in a relative sense from that side. The front side of the window is where windows close and interceptions get made. So that's where you want to, you want to close that window as quickly as possible by reading the quarterback's eyes. That's something I'm hoping for out of the Ravens inside linebackers in this game. And then, of course, they need to read and react to the run well. You know, get to their gaps, play sound assignment football. Don't allow a cook to get free a lot. Shed your blocks as quickly as possible. The easiest way to shed your block is to get to your gap appropriately before the generally slower offensive lineman can move up to level two and get his helmet on your chest somewhere. So it's fairly simple assignment football, and yet it's something the Ravens have really got to master in this game in particular.
Yep, and I'm hoping that Roquan gets real acquainted with Cook. I want him to be in his face all day. But to the point with Allen, I think it's going to be interesting how – I think the best guy to spy Allen athletically-wise would be Trenton Simpson. It's a shame that he's not picking up the game the way we want him up to this point, and we don't need that risk of him being confused during the playoff game right now. But in terms of athleticism, I think he'd be the best matchup to spy Josh Allen, physicality, and also just closing that gap. I would love to see him on the field a little bit in select packages on third down, maybe, but I feel like Chris Board would be that guy because he has the coverage ability and he has the physicality there as well.
He's looked good chasing down the quarterback the last few weeks, and I would be really surprised if the Ravens made a change. I think they do have some options available to them, and we did a One Last Thing episode about that. Like, so what levers have the Ravens not pulled yet schematically? Mm-hmm. But Simpson wasn't on the list in terms of you know, changing to him.
Yep, and I think the weak side linebacker platoon they have right now is working very well with Harrison Board leading the head. I just don't want – I guess, do you think that Josh Allen is going to be utilizing – read option the way Lamar does this game?
No, I mean, it's not really his thing. He does occasionally play a make a fake and boot naked left or right. Boot naked right. So I mean, there's that, but he doesn't really have a mesh point game the way that Lamar does, and that's why all the talk about Lamar or Josh Allen, you know, has gravity the way Lamar does is complete crap.
Yeah,
it's complete crap. And it shows up. The Buffalo's never had a running back who's had a significant increase in success rate when they came here. There's only one guy who's even on the list from Buffalo that I made of the 51 running backs since they've been calculating success rate by play that have all been at 56.5%. Only one of them was a Buffalo guy. It was way before the Allen era. It might have been 2004 that guy was. Wow. So it's nothing that Allen has generated value for Cook on.
Okay, that's fair. Only reason why I bring it up is the Bills are going to make all the stops to beat the Ravens this game, and they've seen those read option plays have success against us in the past, a la Justin Fields has exposed us a couple times. I think that would just be a little wrinkle that they would add to their offense this week to counter that. But moving on to my next point, I have the Ravens inside receivers versus the Bills inside receivers versus the Ravens middle of the field coverage. I think due to the weather being a factor, Shakir, Dawson, and Knox are going to be featured this game. Shakir being the game breaker he is, he could take it to the house at any point. Last game, the Ravens were able to rough him up a little bit and make him think twice about going over the middle. I think this game would be the same for him. It's going to be bone crunching cold, so he's going to think twice about coming over in Agent Zero's area. But I think if we're able to utilize Board well in the middle of the field, Roquan is going to do his job. But if we're able to get that weak side linebacker in position all night or majority of the night, then I think limiting their plays over the middle of the field will be successful. That just leaves Keon Coleman and Hollins and Coop on the outside to deal with. And only one that I'm really worried about is Keon Coleman, because he has the ability to show late hands, stack you, and that doesn't bode well for a guy like Brandon Stevens. So no, I'm not ready to see that matchup. I hope that when they do see that matchup, they have the safety make sure they shade on that side and they communicate that. But overall, I'm expecting inside receivers in the middle of the field coverage to be essentially the matchup of the game passing wise.
Well, if you look at the passing statistics for the Bills this year, the receiving statistics, I guess I should say, they've gotten 44 targets out of running back not named James Cook. Okay, those are to Ty Johnson and Ray Davis. Ray Davis left the last game with a concussion. Ty Johnson made the great catch in the back of the end zone that everybody saw. Johnson is at 11.4 yards per target. Davis is at 9.9. They're not really traditional backs in the sense that they just run a bunch of short routes or screen passes or jet tosses or that sort of things. They run some routes down the field. And this weather may be something that takes that away, but it's also something inside linebackers really need to be all over. Keon Coleman, you know, for some of his up and down stuff this year, has been a hell of a receiver. He's had 9.8 yards per target for the year. And then the tight end, Knox has been the more effective one at 9.4 yards per target. Dalton Kincaid, he's been at only 6 yards per target, but he's a very high volume guy. So we'll see how that plays out. And Curtis Samuel, who has a smaller role in this offense right now, I was really surprised to see that he was at 5.5 yards per target for the year. So, you know, even Shakir at 8.2, it's a yeoman workman-like, but he's got a very low A dot that goes with that. It's a lot of short passes. He'll be, I think, the primary target for the Bills in this game. So we'll see how this plays out. You know, the running backs certainly, though, are a different kind of threat and a different kind of threat for our inside linebackers in terms of coverage. All right. Outstanding stuff. Frazier, tell folks where they can find you online if they have questions for you directly.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Everybody, thanks for listening to the show. Of course, if you have time, write a 5-star 50-word review. We would always appreciate that. Otherwise, like and subscribe if you're listening on YouTube, and tell a friend about this, and maybe an older guy, show them how to play it directly off the website on fieldstudybaltimore.com. It's very easy. You just click to play if you're not a podcast person. For Frazier Tafari, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye, and we'll talk to you next time on Matchups.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for.
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.